paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, February 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You know, one thing you have to understand is that they think they can block people out by not giving them credentials. Now, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is going to contact all of you 25 chairs and say, if you show up in Grand Rapids, she'll be standing at the credential table as a U.S. Senate candidate and also as a precinct delegate. Berrien County, I believe, is where she's from. Well, they submitted their list to both Christina and Pete. So she'll have credentials herself. Plus, she's a U.S. Senate candidate. She said, if you guys show up in Grand Rapids, I'll get you credentialed. But she needs to know so she can submit your names, your list, to Huckster's people before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You'll be getting an email from her shortly. You have to understand something. One of the things that is absolutely critical is that we stay united. The other side is, and if you have, out of all the 83 counties, let's do the math real quick, 25 divided by 83. If you have over 30%, almost one-third of the counties disenfranchised, how do you think that's going to play out with Craig Mauger, the communist news reporter from the Detroit News, Sunday's Detroit News? Jonathan Osteen from Bridge, Michigan. Paul Egan of the Free Press. Kyle Malin of MERS News Service. Zach Gongwer of Gongwer News Service. MLife, Emily Lawler. I don't know if Steve Gruber would report on it or not, but basically you've got almost one-third of the precinct delegates of the state of Michigan disenfranchised, not allowed to participate in a state convention caucus. Pete Hoekstra and J.D. Glasser would not want that in a million years. That is negative publicity that you cannot shred. Duly elected voting delegates and alternates to go to a state party function, not allowed to go into the building? Are you kidding me? This is so unbelievably over the top, a bad PR move by them, but they don't care. They want their power back. J.D. Glasser wants to be probably co-chair with Pete Hoekstra. Scott Greenlee wants his printing back. John Yab wants his million-dollar fees to be their political consultant as to what they're going to do with Betsy DeVos's money as they start coming into Pete Hoekstra's coffers. That's what's happening here, people. So, you county chairs listening, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Presque Isle, all of the list that I read off, and I know a lot of you want the list. I will get it to you after the show. I am too busy. I got text. I got 116 text messages I haven't even read yet. In my box, inbox, it says unread text messages. 117. I just got another one. There is no way. I'm a one-man show. Vicky's gone to a doctor's appointment. I can't read all 117 of these text messages and possibly respond or put your comments into the show, I apologize. And for those of you who want the list, at the end of the show, at 12 noon, you have to text me list. I will copy the list, and I will respond to every one of you who text me the word list. If you've asked for it, I can't give it to you right now. You're going to have to retext me, so your list text message is in the top of my inbox. I'll click on you. I'll hit paste and send. I'll see list. I'll click on you. I'll paste and send. It's the only way I'm going to get you guys this list. But one thing you have to understand, this is far from over, folks. I know the events on Saturday morning. Today's Thursday. It's less than 48 hours away as we speak. 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. Well, it's 10:40. If you're listening to the show on Friday, tomorrow morning on the repeat, it's 7:40 in the morning on Friday, the day, the morning before the convention starts on Saturday at 10. I get it. And those of you liberals, Democrats that are monitoring my show, me talking about this all week long has totally ticked you off. Good, then stop monitoring my show because, yes, I care about fixing the state of Michigan. The Democrats' direction for this state is totally wrong. As much as I hate the Republicans, they should get newly elected people as county commissioners and school board members and state representatives this year, take back the House, and stop the insanity for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last 2 years of her governorship. Make her a lame duck on November 5th. It's that simple. It's a simple plan. Take back the county commissioner seats, take back the school boards, and get a good state representative to represent us in Lansing. Now, there's two guys that I know of right now that will represent the whole state, not just their districts. That's Todd Smollenberg for the 106th and Rich Cutshaw for the 42nd. That truck driver that's running against Matt Hall, he needs donations. He needs help. I'm going to be talking with him. I think he's coming to Detroit. I'm going to reach out to him and said, meet me in Grand Rapids, because I think that's where I'm going to end up going. But I just got a text message. Let me get Denise Smith up. That one I did see, and I kind of read it in the precursor. Let's tick. Where'd she go? Man, I got all these text messages. There she is. Just got notification. The Court of Appeals just sent Warner, Norcross, and Judd a directive to answer the filings that Dan Hartman put out yesterday. They must file their answer by noon today. Oh, yeah, baby. The clock is ticking. They got an hour and 17 minutes to answer the filing that was made yesterday. Thank you, Denise. Who did you get that from? Text me back and let me know. Phyllis says, Rick Sumner and Barb and I tried to get the Huron Valley Conservative Union started back before COVID. I will help you guys. Huron Valley, which counties are those? It sounds like a cluster maybe. What is the Huron Valley? I'm not sure. I'm not aware geographically, Phyllis, where that is. Give me the names of the counties. I will help you guys get it organized this year. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a Friday night get-together on May 31st in, I believe it's the, I want to say, Lansing area. And then the conference for this year, the MCU event, is going to be on Saturday, June 1st. I got them to push it back because Saturday, May the 11th, I'm going to be in Presque Isle County's event in Posen with Grand Funk Railroad original lead guitar, vocalist, and songwriter Mark Farner, and I are going to be at Presque Isle County's event on May the 11th. Mark your calendar, May 11th in Posen for the Presque Isle County Republicans. Then Friday night, May 31st, and Saturday, June 1st, MCU's annual conference. I'm going to be leading it. It's time to take it back, is the theme for this event. And we are going to be putting out action steps that you will be asked to do. We will form chapters in every county, every region, Huron Valley. What counties are they? We're going to do this. I'm going to text you right now, what counties? And if you want to do a regional one, I don't care. Huron Valley Conservative Union, great. Just give me the counties and we'll put it out there and organize it. I will come down and speak to your groups and explain the vision as to what we're going to do. If you're ticked off at the Republican Party, the Patriots are coming. I'm done with Stand Up Michigan. Tammy Clark and Ron Armstrong have sold out to Pete Hoekstra. I'm done with Stand Up Michigan. Dawn, stop sending me your emails. I'm not interested in promoting Stand Up Michigan. You want to talk to me about becoming a conservative union in Sheboygan and Presque Isle? I'll talk to you guys all day long. But I'm not promoting Stand Up Michigan anymore. Dar, I'm done. So stop sending me the text messages. Jimmy, stop sending me the text messages, the emails. When I saw them supporting Hoekstra in Grand Rapids, when I saw Tammy with Vance Patrick, the chair of the Oakland County Republican Party, love you guys to death personally as friends, done with Stand Up Michigan. You see, I don't listen to words. I watch people's actions. And if you're going to stand with Hoekstra and Vance Patrick, sorry. Love you as a friend, personally. But when it comes to politics, you don't get three strikes with me. You get one. That's it. Done with Stand Up Michigan. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Nikki Koontz, the county commissioner down in Manistee County, she's also second district state committee woman. She said she's so ticked off over all this crap that's going on. It's a terrible situation. People can't wait to make travel decisions. She was planning on leaving for Detroit 9:30 tomorrow morning. Many have to board animals for the weekend. She's just totally livid. I see perhaps a class action lawsuit over this. Everyone needs to keep track of their expenses. She says the list of these 24, now 25 counties is on Telegram. Well, not everybody's on Telegram. So text me list and I'll send it to you. She's interested in calling their group the Northern Michigan Conservative Union. What counties are you talking about? Because we already have and have a DBA and have a website and are very active in our Antrim County Conservative Union. We would not be part of your Northern Michigan Conservative Union except as a, I guess you would call it, some type of membership. We'll have to talk about it. What counties are you thinking for Northern Michigan Conservative Union? Phyllis says the Huron Valley area would be Washtenaw, Livingston, Monroe, Wayne, and Oakland counties. That makes up the Huron Valley area. So we'll have to figure that one out. I've got other ones. Yeah, she said, I know, we talked prior. No problem. I'm not saying Antrim County Conservative Union would not be part of or a member of the Northern Michigan Conservative Union. We can help lead it together. It doesn't matter. I don't care about leadership. I care about results. I don't care about the ego thing. I don't care. Okay, all I know is this. God has blessed me with the truth. When I gave my life over to him and I said, hey, I'm done. What I've been doing is wrong. I need help. Take control of my mouth, my actions, my life, my soul, every fiber of my being. Lock, stock, and barrel. Jesus, I'm yours. Something happened. When I pray and go into a meeting or a class, I said, take over my mouth and tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. Make the words come out of my mouth. And people have told me, Randy, you inspire me. When I listen to you, when I listen to you talk, when I listen to you teach, when I listen to you talk at a public meeting, I'm motivated, I'm inspired. It's not coming from me, people. That's coming from Jesus Christ, our God, our Father, who are out in heaven. I absolutely listen to it. It comes out. Sometimes I say things at meetings. Sometimes I say things on this show. I don't even remember saying them. I've had people come up to me and say, man, you were on fire today on the show. That segment you were talking about, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, I said that? Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Honestly, folks, I don't even remember saying it. This show's not scripted. I don't have an outline. I don't have any notes in front of me. This is you and I interacting with text messages, me pulling up news stories to talk, to start the conversation, and the events of the day so that we can have a conversation, you and I. I don't take phone calls. I take text messages. It's an interactive show. I've trained myself to read text messages, read stories, and be able to talk at the same time. God's doing it. Mike, I will send you the list after the show. Please text me at noon. I now am up to 147 unread messages in my phone. I don't have the time to do it right now. You know what? For you, Mike, I'll try to do it. He's the leader of Willow Run Tea Party. You got rid of Dennis finally? Thank God. Mike, I can't even pronounce his last name, Mika Vickis, director of Willow Run Tea Party Caucus. What was Dennis's last name? Me and Dennis went round and round and round so many times. He was a rhino, in my opinion. Hopefully he's still not part of your executive committee. If he is, I apologize. Mike's listening to the show. Tell me how you're listening. YourDefendingFathers.com, TuneIn app. How are you doing it, Mike? You respond to that, I'll send you the list at the break. We got third hour to go. I've got lots of more information to share with you guys. We've got a great day. And we're motivated. Do not be defeated. Pete Hoekstra can't beat us at anything. I don't care about how many attorneys he can get from the NRCC and Congressman Jack Bergman and all you yahoos. We got God and we got the Patriots. The Patriots are coming. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is going to be standing at the credential table, and you 25 counties will be allowed into Grand Rapids, or you're going to have a pit bull of a doctor, U.S. Senate candidate, ripping some butt for you down there in Grand Rapids on Saturday morning. So Pete Hoekstra, if you're listening, J.D. Glasser, if you're listening, be prepared for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and the fellow patriots that are coming. Wouldn't it be cool if we took over their convention? Oh, this will be fun. Got a great life going. Glad you're part of it. We'll be back third hour, right at the top of the hour news.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect...